What is up, everyone out there? We are back, and we are bad, and we are batch. I'm kidding. I took it too far. I could feel it. What's up? It's Press Play again, and we're here to discuss episode 5 of The Bad Batch. That would be Rampage, to be
Bailey,
exact.
Bailey, I don't think you took it far enough. I'm just going to say.
Huh. Interesting. I'm never told that usually, so really throwing me off. But hey, it's your girl, Bailey. As always, and joining me are the wonderful Omar Zaki and Matthew Austin.
Happy to be here. Real quick.
Omar's just like, get me the hell out of here. No, I'm kidding.
Real quick, off the cuff, who would everybody be in the Bad Batch out of the three of us?
Crosshair.
Oh, so you'd be evil. You'd ditch us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'd like to think then that I was going to go a different route, but if you're Crosshair, then I'm going to tell Omar he's Hunter and I'm Omega. And you're just going to lead me to safety, dude.
And you're Omega.
You're just going to lead me to safety.
If we do not dress up like this for Halloween, then nothing else matters.
That's a great one.
I love that. So, yeah, we're here to talk Rampage with you guys. But before I get into that, I'm going to let you know that you can listen to us instead of watching us if you really, really need to. I also think you should just watch us. But either way, can on Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Apple Podcasts. Leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, please. That's all I'm saying. Subscribe to us, like us, leave comments on YouTube. We'll answer all of them. Tell us what you think. Tell us fun Easter eggs that we might not have been able to mention. Let us know, because Lord, do we know there's a ton in Star Wars. And you can also follow us on social media, on Twitter at Again Press and Instagram at Press Play Again. Just follow us. It's super fun, and we post really dumb shit, but it's fun dumb shit, so that's all that matters. And then other than that, every Monday, except for this Monday, because we're putting this out on Tuesday, but every other Monday, we'll have The Bad Batch for you guys. So it'll be Monday mornings, too. Start your day off right, you know?
Start it off right.
We can dive into this.
Loki's coming soon. We're going places.
Oh my god! Excuse me, I have the hiccups. I just ate a sweet potato, so I eat too fast.
Really good.
And it was so good. I love when I cook them. I have time to cook them in the oven. Ate it too fast. I don't breathe when I eat too fast, and then I get hiccups. It's ridiculous.
It happened yesterday. It was bad.
She was hiccuping up a storm yesterday.
I couldn't hear anyone talking.
They didn't sound like hiccups. So. Honestly, they were like screeches.
Okay, all right, we're moving on. We're not talking about that.
Like in The Quiet Place, that creature?
Yeah, check that
Shout
video out.
Shout out to our other episode.
Damn.
Quick plug in there. All right, guys. Question. Because I know we weren't as high on the last episode. How did y'all feel about this episode, Omar? Go, because you're shaking.
Last two episodes, like this one and last week's, felt off. Felt a bit weaker. I did like this episode a lot. I enjoyed it. One of my favorite episodes. I think Omega not only is growing on me, but I think she might be my favorite fucking character. I think she's very intriguing. And I think they're, just from this week's episode, I think they're going to have a lot in store for her. I know I said that last time we recorded, but now I'm confirming it. But yeah, I don't know. These two episodes just felt a bit...
Hillary?
Not even. Just off pace from what I thought they were going for. I mean, this is maybe just me setting standards after seeing the first three episodes, going with a certain vibe, and I thought maybe they were going to carry on with that. But maybe they are doing, you know, like arc-ish kind of things. I don't know.
Could it be that, because Crosshair hasn't been, we haven't seen him in like two episodes now. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, what's Omar missing? Maybe that's it. Maybe you really need Crosshair.
I fuck that dude, honestly.
No.
Like, dude, that's
great.
Like,
cunt. I'm sorry.
Matt, what did you think?
I liked this one. I felt this was a return to form from last. And again, we talked a lot about it, so we don't really need to go back over. Like last week, I think we all were more down on, but I think we all in general still kind of are fans of it. We expect the show of it. I really thought this one was back to the level of the first couple. Like I thought this was it's still a more self-contained story, but that's kind of what we expect. I don't know. I liked all the tie-ins. I liked, to me, when an episode's going to be very episodic, I like when we have cameos from characters that we already know. Like Bib Fortuna being in this was fantastic, and him being kind of like what was involved in this whole kind of like plot line happening just makes all of it feel more connected and more important. So to me, I really liked that. I thought the episode was great.
Hell yeah. I agree. I loved this episode. Is it because I'm nostalgic for all the people that we saw in this, or people and thing that we saw in this? Probably. But I do think this one was a lot more fun. Like, if we're going to have the whole thing where they did in Clone Wars, where it's like they have certain arcs of three episodes that have to do with the story, and then you have a three-episode arc of a side quest kind of thing. If they're going to do that, I want all of those episodes to be like this one, because I think this one was way more fun than the last episode, which sucks because that's when they introduced Fennec.
But I still thought last week's was fun. But,
yeah, I still
thought
liked
it. I thought it was fun. I just thought this one was more fun. And I think that's because the team was all together again.
Yes.
Okay. And they weren't all split up. And I love when they can all be together and talking and like going off each other, even though it's just one man. Mm-hmm. But I think like that's when it's its strongest. I thought this was great. We can just talk about the episode because there were so many things that made me really excited. I need to look up something real quick. Hold on.
What was the lady's name? In the beginning of the episode? Sid, yeah. Besides Omega, like I said, being my favorite part about this episode, I loved everything with her and how she's talking to them. It's like these big, goonish-looking motherfuckers, and she's just having her way with them. And I love that, man. Lady's got some balls on her.
Okay, so let's dive in then, because I loved Sid. I thought her character was fantastic.
Yeah.
For like this mercenary boss kind of thing.
It feels
I thought she was great.
It's weird because Star Wars almost, you just get this rush of this feeling sometimes, but she just felt instantly iconic to me. Like, she instantly fits into Star Wars we can see her in other shows and even movies now. It just felt that way. It was like she was awesome.
Yeah.
I thought so too. I think she had like the right personality, because when you think of mercenaries and stuff, so you think of Jabba, but like Jabba has no personality other than like being gross and eating things. But like, I love Jabba, but I thought her character worked really well. Almost, it kind of reminded me, which I hate bringing this up, but the character they saw, which she wasn't really a mercenary or anything, but the character that was in The Mandalorian, that like watched Baby Yoda. Mm-hmm. She was a little annoying, and she's a great actress and I love her, but like her character just didn't really do it for me. This was like the better version of that.
It's like in The Mandalorian, they tried a bit too hard with it. Like, it felt forced, whereas this just felt natural. Exactly. Like you said, literally feels like she's part of this universe. And I mean, I could see her in other stuff too. Yeah.
And the mission they send her on, she sends them on, is like such a great mission, because it was so vague, but just vague enough to where they were like, okay, we're going to save this kid. They get to the place, and then of course they find out they're not saving a kid, they're saving a rancor, a baby rancor, and you're just like, oh my god. So I like pieced it together at some point when me and Matt were watching this earlier, and I was just like, that when she talks to someone on the phone and you see like a little bit of an image, but like you can't see his whole face, I was like, that's Bib. That's freaking Bib.
That's motherfucking Bib.
I love this. And then I was like, so they're trying to go save something for Jabba then. And I'm like, what would they be needing for Jabba? Like, they're technically just doing something evil then, if he's trying to take a kid, because it's Jabba the Hutt. So you're like, what is happening? Then you find out they're getting the Rancor. Of course, your first thought goes to, oh my god, are they saving the fucking Rancor that tries to kill Luke? Like, and little did we know it isn't, but it's one of those things where you're just like, oh my god, this is awesome. Freaking,
it's like
movie.
They're obviously playing with it. Obviously playing with the fact.
That's
because
the shit that
they
needs
know,
to
yeah,
happen.
Right. Yeah. I love that shit, man. I love that shit. This actually reminds me of one of the earlier arcs. I'm sure you guys remember it, of Naruto, where they're sent on a mission thinking they're the right level, like grade level for the mission, and they end up being very underleveled, not knowing. And it's like it was kind of the same concept
they thought,
as.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I kept thinking about that. Pretty cool.
I also, when they get to, so they went to, I don't remember the name of the planet they go to.
Ord Mantell.
Matt might know. Ord Mantell. So you get there. I wasn't familiar with the planet, but when you see the people that they're trying to rescue the kid from, it's like, I'm like, oh, I recognize these cat people from anywhere. It's that stupid arc. Not stupid, but it's that arc
no, in say it,
Clone Wars where the girl, the like cat woman queen is like trying to get with Anakin. And I was the like, okay, queen. Honey. Because that episode would annoy me because I'm like, okay, like back off.
He's spoken for.
He is spoken for. Annie. He's going to kill her eventually, or not actually kill her, but you know,
get her killed.
It's not going to end well. But either way, at the time, I'm like, oh no, no, he's taken. Get away. So I was never a huge fan of that arc or that girl, at least. So I see these catmen, and I'm like, great, here we go again, because they're also slave owners, and you're just like, all right, this is awful. But I love that they brought two different aspects of Star Wars into this episode, like from Clone Wars and from the original trilogy, and just all stuff like that. I thought was great.
Yeah, I love it. It's so connected, man. It's so connected. Also, there's a really fun fact, and it almost feels like a stretch, but I don't think it is. But if you're familiar with Final Fantasy, there's a Cid in like every game, and there's so many Star Wars references in Final Fantasy, like characters like Wedge and Biggs, like being names from Star Wars. And at least according to Den of Geek, they really strongly think that this is them, Star Wars, kind of like returning the nod back and having Cid be like a pivotal character like that, which is pretty cool.
I completely forgot about it. And it's spelled like that too, I'm pretty sure. Because when I looked up, it said it's spelled C-I-D.
I think that's the big giveaway on it, so.
Interesting.
I actually love that. But yeah, so we get all of that, and then we also finally get the team back together again. And that's what I loved. It's like a mission. They're all just together. And granted, they weren't going to be together because their whole plan was to separate so they could do everything, but then they just get captured. But I liked that with it.
It's so fucking interesting, man. They, like, work very well off of each other. I mean, I can literally watch, like, an entire arc, three episodes of them just stuck in a fucking closet. Throw Omega in there. I'll take it. They're just so fucking entertaining. Like, I love the conversations that they have. Even when they're not, like, supposed to be meaningful, even when they're just random, they're just, like, there's glimpses of, like, they're a lot more than just clones, obviously.
Yeah, right? They so have, like, that. So much personality, yeah, which is really cool to see, keep seeing. And there's even, like, this one part that made me laugh, because it's, like, Omega does something, like, she's right about something, and then her, like, Wrecker, like, looks at her for a second, they just high-five really quickly, but it's, like, really subtle, and I think that's just so cute and so awesome, and also is still terrifying me for the inevitable time Wrecker's going to change because he keeps having headaches.
He's still complaining about headaches, guys. I think that's like a lock now. No, I think you think I'm the other way. I think that there are two things that became very apparent to me to this. I think Wrecker, the inhibitor chip's malfunctioning, and he is going to kind of turn, or something's going to happen down the line. And I also think Omega 100% is just a force user. Like, I think that's the big.
I think yes. I think that about Omega. As far as Wrecker, I think they're going to use him kind of as a segue, quote unquote. Obviously, yeah, something's going to happen with his chip, but I think they're going to figure it out real quick.
Real quick.
And that's going to help them save Crosshair. That's just.
I think they're either going to figure it out, or he is going to overpower it.
Maybe he's gonna wreck it,
but basically, gonna wreck it. So basically, y'all both think it's probably gonna be something that gets resolved, at least for his struggle with it. It's gonna be like one of these episodes. It'll be like one episode dealing with it.
Yeah, like it's not
like a full turn where like all of a sudden
he's gonna be under Crosshair, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with Omar on that because there's no, like, they already did that so well with Crosshair.
Very true. No need. Yeah.
So that is something I want to bring up actually with what you were saying in the beginning, Omar. I agree in the sense that it is confusing where the show's going, just because the beginning, really just the beginning episode by itself, because it's practically a movie.
Yeah.
You really do feel like that, and then all the stuff with the Empire and Crosshair and all of that, it does feel like there's something more that's supposed to be going on that we're just kind of like not paying attention to right now, which is fine because that's what they do in Clone Wars, where but I think that's why it hurts this show that it comes out weekly.
Sure.
I think this show probably would have felt a little better if people could just binge it. And not even really binge. It's just like you could easily watch three episodes in a night because it's only 20 minutes. So,
well, I was going to say, yeah, if they came out in arcs. Or like
at least arcs. Yeah. But I guess the episodes haven't felt like arcs. Aside, like
they
after the first
yet,
one.
Yeah,
I
haven't.
No. Yeah,
but that's the thing at the beginning.
That's the thing, man. It's like I super enjoy it when I'm watching it, but it's like afterwards or even from week to week, I just like there's something not clicking for me. I super like it. It's exactly what you said. I'm just not too sure where they're going because I really thought I knew after the first three episodes. Like there was just a vibe that was
So yeah, that's the big thing. The biggest thing that I could link to the last two episodes is we haven't seen Crosshair and we haven't really had mention of the kind of big plot of replacing the clones. You know what I mean? We haven't really seen that side of it. We haven't seen Tarkin in a while.
Yeah, that's probably it, honestly.
I think it is just because this is 16 episodes. I think all three of us here would probably have... We always tend to prefer the shorter, tighter seasons of shows. Like trim the fat. This is just because it's kind of a kid's show. That's why we're getting this stuff. I imagine when it kind of gets back to the main plot line, we're going to instantly be back at Kamino. It's going to be more about, like, okay, what is this phase two of the clone program, which we assume is based on Omega, but... I think all that ties into the bigger story, and even though I like this way more than last week's, it is still kind of off the beaten path. We're not back to that yet. Right. But we learned stuff this week, which is what I liked.
I feel like we made progress. So
with Finnick, right? That's her name.
Yeah.
We learned, like, okay, she is a bounty hunter that, like Sid has the line at the end, like, if she's chasing you guys, I don't even want to know why is she doing it? You know what I mean? Like, you almost be up to something for her to be after you. Mm. So I just like that we have a little more context about that. It just kind of raises the stakes a little bit, and we're just being like slowly spoon fed this stuff, but at least we learned a little bit more details about that than I feel like last week we kind of joked how they just look up at the stars at the end and we don't know shit. We don't know anything that we didn't know at the beginning. So at least we learned more this week.
Yeah. I did like how this episode ended, 'cause I like that it ended back at Sid's and how you see Bib getting the baby Rancor. I just think all that was just fan service to me, but it was perfectly done. And I think getting back to her and her being like, I couldn't figure out much, but this is what I do know. And I know y'all are going to need your money. This is your money. And then I like how she ends it with, and you know, like, if you ever need more, kind of like, you can come do more for me.
It's
and
hype.
I like that because I want her coming back. So I'm glad that that's how that ended.
Even if he's just the equivalent of kind of like Carl Weathers season one Mandalorian, where we didn't get a ton of him. Just he was the, like, when you're checking in a base, here's your mission. Like, that's perfect. That's perfect for her character right now. I hope, I hope we get a little more of her.
I liked it. I think this episode was great. Watching it in the morning, like, it wasn't on a Saturday morning, but watching it on a Saturday morning with a cup of coffee, like feeling like you're watching Saturday morning cartoons. I almost said Mernin.
Saturday morning cartoons.
This is...
That's a Slidell coming up.
Oh my God.
Slidell.
This is what makes me love this show is because I feel like since I didn't really get that as a kid, because I wasn't into Clone Wars when I was younger. So getting that now, I'm like, I'm getting the Saturday morning cartoon, Star Wars cartoon that I've like always needed, but never had. And now I have it. And I think it helps if you look at it that way too. So that's where I stand with it.
Yeah,
once, 100%. Once the stakes start getting raised and we see more Crosshair just freaking slaughtering people.
Sniping people.
That's the thing. I think we're heading towards cool stuff. We're going to have to kind of sift through the more episodic stuff. I think it's going to be ups and downs. I hope we get more episodes like this where we're tying into cooler Star Wars stuff. I think that's going to always make these episodes stronger until we get back to the main plot line. But we know at the end of the day, when we get towards the end, I think just knowing the budget of this show and just kind of how the animation we've talked about looks so much better, like when we get to the finale, I think things are going to get nuts.
Oh, absolutely.
What do y'all want to see in the next episode? Omar, go. If anything.
I want to see more progress in the story, really. And I feel like we started getting that in this episode. Not even. I mean, if they're going for something right now, if it's like a really minor arc, that's fine. You know, I'd like to see him wrap it up. I mean, I enjoy watching the characters and everything. But if, you know, if they have something in mind, like, let's do it. If not, though, I don't want to see something like last week's episode, next episode. Like, I would hate that, to where the episode ends where we absolutely went nowhere, like, you know, square one. So as long as they're either, making progress and a minor arc or if they're making progress on a larger scheme of things, as long as we're moving forward, because I absolutely love these characters and I think where they're headed is pretty fucking cool. I just want to get there. You know, moving I don't want to look up and see like the fucking stars. So that's what I want.
I love that. What do you want to see, Matt?
Yeah, or mostly the same thing. You know, I'm so interested in the main plot of this with the transition from the clones to the stormtroopers. So, like, I want to get back to that for sure. But I don't think we're going to get there yet. I think it's going to be more of this episodic stuff. So, like everything I said before, I do want it to keep involving kind of tie-ins that make us care. One thing I didn't say yet that I hope we're kind of done with is Wrecker and kind of the crew not totally trusting Omega, like kind of treating her like they're babysitting her. I just think the show could go in two different directions. It could continue to feel like that and kind of like play with that trope, or it could just ditch that completely, because every instance that she's been in, she's proven that she's in a lot of cases smarter than them, and she even got the fucking bow at the end of this. So I'm ready for her to just kind of like be part of the bad batch.
That was really hype.
I agree. Here's the thing. I feel like Star Wars was always doing this, even across like the movies, across video games, whatever. They always like to mirror things. Like we saw it in the sequel trilogy with the original. They mirror certain scenes. They mirror certain characters. To me, I feel like this is Anakin in Clone Wars or even in Revenge of the Sith, where the council doesn't really trust him. He's part of, like, he's one of them, but they don't trust him fully yet. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, maybe that could be something to do with it. I don't know. I do agree with what you're saying, though, because, I mean, it's going to get annoying real quick, especially if it's only 16 episodes.
Right. We've seen it a lot before. I mean, even in just the Mandalorian with him with the child. It's just stuff that I think Omega seems like such a more... like she seems like Ahsoka when she's already somewhat developed, or like you know what, she's already kind of knows a little bit what she's doing. I just think that the Bad Batch clearly can use her. I mean, she's the only one that recognized that Sid was the actual like Jedi informant. Right. The rest of them were ready to move on. They're like, Echo, where we go next? So I just think it's time for them to like kind of trust her at least a little bit more.
Yeah.
So I hope we're at that point. What about you, Bailey?
I have a more specific thing. I want to see more of Tarkin and Crosshair interacting. Yes. I really like that dynamic. I hate that dynamic, but I love to hate it. Yeah. So, and I want to see more developing with Omega and whatever force or power she may have. They keep hinting at it. So all I want is just more hints, but I want them to gradually get bigger.
Me too.
Kind of. So that's where I'm at with that. But
yeah, to add on to that, I hope that that's what they do. I hope they're just the hints just keep getting bigger each week versus like we're just not really going to talk about it. And then we're going to get to the end of the show and they'd be like, bam, she can use the force.
Exactly.
Like, granted, the hints have been there, but I want that to keep being a part of it. I hope.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Any last thoughts, guys?
Nope. I'm ready for episode. What was this? Episode 5?
Yeah.
Episode 5, baby.
It's crazy, man. There's so much of the show left. Y'all really did hit the nail on it. Like, I'm still fine with it being every week. Like, I like this, and I think we're all okay with it. But in terms of just getting an audience, y'all couldn't be more right. Like, if this was just a thing people could binge, I think way more people would be talking about it and into it. Because, yeah, these episodes are kind of slowish. They're not really feeding into the main story every week. So a lot of people, I think, are going to fall off of it. And I hope I'm wrong on that, but... I don't know. It just seems kind of so much.
By episode 6. I'm kidding. We probably won't get by then. But either way, we'll be back for episode 6 next Monday, which is someday. I don't know which day that actually is, but it's on a Monday.
Sometime
in
June.
So come back and join us for that. It's been fun, guys. I've been enjoying this. So until next time, Dewanawanga. Dewanawanga. That's what.